Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Budapest. Nice to be here. I'm going to give class this morning. Last night when we arrived, I had to finalize three chapters for the Chutta Prabhu. It kept us up late at night. But otherwise, we're here. Today is Gita Jayanti in Budapest, two Gita Jayantis. If you're logging on the internet, it'll be visible there. And then tomorrow, another Gita Jayanti in another city. Tuesday is our demonstration outside of Parliament. Please, if you haven't signed the petition and have left it till this weekend, it's the weekend, please do so. Any friends, relatives, everyone that you can get, every little bit counts. It's extremely important. And I've been sending out requests to temples, requesting them to set up a computer for the Sunday program and give guests the opportunity to sign in. Today in Budapest we're reading the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in which Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing the pastimes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, he was talking about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fear of Ramachandra Kaviraj, Ramachandra Puri, was cutting down his eating, decreasing his eating, I think, to one third of what he usually ate. And this is the general system of education. I'm sure devotees themselves have done it or been party to it. You go into a class and you say, today this is what we're going to talk about. And then you talk about it, and when you finish, then you ask, all right, what did everyone glean from this class? What were we talking about? And once again, you review. So, education has that standard process. You say what you're going to talk about, you talk about it, and then you say what you talked about. But Kaviraj Goswami is not just doing this from the educational point of view, and he also did the same. In the very beginning, he pointed out, I may not live to finish this book. So let me describe in brief Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and then he does that. And then, of course, he does live to complete it, and now he reviews. And in so doing, he himself has the opportunity to relish those pastimes one more time. He gives us an opportunity to relish those pastimes and remember them in brief, because by so doing we become purified and advanced on the path of devotional service. We can just imagine Kaviraj Goswami, very old. Exactly how old, hard to say, because so little information about acharyas and exact ages, dates of birth, dates of departure for many important Vaishnavas. Still, we know that he was very old. He points out that his sight was failing him. He was becoming blind. And here he is writing his magnum opus, this great literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had already been awarded the Kaviraj title, particularly for the composition of Govinda Lilamrita, and his commentary on Krishna Karnamrita. Those were his two other major works. Kaviraj Goswami didn't write that many books, although both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Govinda Lilamrita are long works. They're not small books by any means. But that and some other shorter things, like we sing the song in Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, that was also of his composition. But these are the two works for which he's most noted for. And even as we read the Bengali, although we may not be conversant, maybe some are, with the language itself, we also have the opportunity to taste the sweetness of the original language in which it's written. Not as much as if we understood it, or rather those who understand it, the language, they're able to relish more. Because languages themselves are not just something that pass on information, but as developed and evolved as a language is, it's able to communicate truths, moods, tattva, rasa or bhava, of which Sanskrit is the most elaborate, and Bengali, by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's admission, is the sweetest. It's a very sweet language. So it sweetly conveys all of those things. We know, for instance, when we talk about Dharma, we have to speak a paragraph in order to just communicate to people what we mean when we talk about Dharma. To someone who knows the language, you don't have to. It's automatically inherent within the word. So in this way, the language itself communicates wonderful things. And within the language also is the mood of the speaker and the consciousness of that speaker. So it also allows us. Of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't place emphasis that we should learn Sanskrit in order to read Srimad Bhagavatam. He translated Srimad Bhagavatam for us just for that very reason. But nonetheless, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in regards to Chaitanya Charitamrita, said that in the future people would learn Bengali just to read it in the original language in which it was written. Why? To capture some of the mood that Kaviraj Goswami is conveying to us, and that he was himself in while he was sitting in Radhakund and composing this wonderful literature. There's a few words on this particular pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very interesting pastime, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes subject to the criticism of Ramachandra Puri, who, although he's an associate of the Lord, because Ramachandra Puri is Jatila, is Srimati Radharani's mother-in-law. So he's not an ordinary person. But still, he's playing the role and being put in the situation where he's been rejected by his guru, by his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, who, at the time of his death, rejected him. Told, go away, I don't want to see you anymore, because he was telling Madhavendra Puri not to cry out in ecstasy after Krishna, but what he thought, Ramachandra Puri thought, was lamentation, but to think about Brahman. Seems like he had some kind of Maivad contamination. And so Ramachandra Puri just told him to get lost in that many words, as a result of which he became an offender to the Lord and subsequently became an offender to the Vaishnavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the devotees from doing whatever they would have wanted to do. I'm sure they would have wanted to do a lot of things to Ramachandra Puri, But he didn't. He just accepted that Ramchandrapuri was criticizing him for eating too opulently, so he decreased his eating, which was very painful for the devotees to see. And it gives us a lesson that even when we're unjustly being criticized, sometimes we need to accept that criticism. Lord Chaitanya not only didn't defend himself, but forbade others to defend him for his own purposes, to show that we need to be humble on those occasions and even accept injustice. And then when Ramachandrapuri moved on, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to his regular habit and everyone else was happy. Then comes the next pastime, which is being described. So thus was today's class. This was the topic of today's class, and getting ready, we've had this is actually our biggest Gita Jayanti responses yet, even though I've done more Gita Jayantis in places. Up to now we've had 2,700 books purchased. That looks great. It's in the prasadam room downstairs, and I got 40 minutes. I really need to take a quick shower and get ready, and Hare Krishna to everyone. Please don't forget to sign that petition. Thank you.